It's the first day of pre-K at Jornada Elementary School, and there's a flurry of activity. Kids stack blocks precariously high, flip through picture books, and spoon feed their baby dolls sand. I mean, carrots and mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's mashed potatoes.
Jornada is one of seven local schools that started offering New Mexico pre-K this year. Evangeline Barella is principal here. When she got the call asking if her school would like to add a pre-K class, it was a no-brainer.
My first response was, yes, and where do I sign?
Jornada already had a Head Start program, which serves low-income students, and a program called DD Pre for students with developmental delays.
But we had parents asking, what about students that may not qualify for either one of those programs?
It's hard to find free or affordable pre-K seats in Doña Ana County, or really any form of early childhood education. Erica Srova is with the Center for Community Analysis at New Mexico State University.
We did an analysis last year and we found that only 36% of children under the age of 5 have access to free or subsidized high-quality early childhood education. For children that are 2 years old and younger, there's even less access.
Only about 21%. It's hard to compare Doña Ana County with the rest of the state or country because Srova and her team have really specific criteria for what qualifies as high quality. But she says those numbers are troubling.
Because we have a lot of children under the age of 5 that are living in poverty.
About 44%, which is higher than the state average.
And if we don't provide these opportunities for children, you know, we're setting them up for failure, really.
A ton of brain development happens before kids reach kindergarten. Srova says it's critical to reach children at an early age when their brain architecture is actually being built. She says waiting until age 5 is too late. You can start to see language gaps in children at around 18 months. Research has found that early childhood education can make a difference. In states like Oklahoma and North Carolina, students in preschool programs ended up with higher test scores, lower retention rates, and in North Carolina at least, fewer special education placements. But that didn't hold true in Tennessee, where most positive effects of pre-K faded by second or third grade. Srova says that's not necessarily an argument against pre-K.
One of the problems with looking at that type of data is that you don't know what happened between K and 3. If the teachers aren't capitalizing on that progress that the children are coming in with.
And many researchers agree the quality of pre-K and other early childhood education programs matters. You can't just dump a bunch of children into an overcrowded classroom, sit them on the carpet all day, and lecture at them. The most effective classes have a low student-teacher ratio and an evidence-based curriculum that involves lots of learning through play. That's what's happening here at Jornada Elementary. Children cycle through different stations, each intended to build and test specific skills. Martha Benavides is the new pre-K teacher.
When you go into the classroom, it'll look like chaos, but it's very much planned out play. And I explained to the parents that, you know what, they're going to come home and say, we played, and they did, but there's a lot of learning going on through play.
Principal Evangeline Barella says the demand for this type of program is high. She capped the pre-K class at 16 students and says there's a waiting list. Barella hopes the district can offer even more seats next school year. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.